Three, two, one, and here we go. In this week's Primary Language Network podcast, we finally managed to get a bit regular for the first time. This is the third recording in 3 weeks.
That's quite impressive, really.
It is, and today, not tonight, we are with the CEO and also my mum. Janet Lloyd, how are we doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Yes, I've rushed into the business, into the office, and I find myself, do this, do that, do the other. And now I've sat down for a podcast.
You're now a TikTok star.
Yeah. Whether I'm as good as Kate and Catherine and you, I mean, the three of you together now pull off a really good podcast, we'll see.
It's just great to have you on the podcast. I'm sure lots of people like to listen to the stuff that you have to say, especially in the primary language sector. Okay. Maybe not other sectors, but we'll take primary languages. Okay. So what have you been up to this last couple of weeks?
Well, I've really enjoyed myself. I've been sort of back down to brass tacks, really, because I've been ringing schools up when they've wanted to join us and talking to head teachers. And I had a wonderful conversation this week with a head teacher in Cumbria who wanted to ask us about mixed age classes, because obviously it's a small school. And how does that work for her? And for me, the great joy was just talking about the things I love talking about and also being able to share what Catherine's been doing. Because in the end, I was able to ping her the blog post and the podcast that Catherine and you made around mixed age classes and how our scheme works. So that's one of the things I've been doing. As you know, I'm a member of the WI, so I've been very busy with the WI recently. Yeah, and in fact, got to mention Irania last night because it's International Women's Day tomorrow. We were talking about surnames. I was able to talk about Irani's surname and the Navajo, that it's actually Native American Indian.
Yep.
And how it had been, so she can trace her family back so far to the origins when part of her family came across to Salamanca to work as servants for the Spanish from Central America. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
So I'm spreading the word about languages everywhere I go, really.
Yeah. So going back to the mixed age class element, so what challenges did the person see?
So we were looking at the year 3-4 rolling programme and the year 5-6 rolling programme, and the fact that I have, you know, always said we have these non-negotiables. So there's certain parts of the learning that I say, if a child comes out at the end of 4 years of primary key stage 2 learning without knowing some numbers, some colours, some greetings, phonics of the language, able to say how they feel, then we've really not done our job. That's what we're trying to get for everybody. And I was showing how we've plotted that throughout the four stages, year 3 to year 6, stage 1 to stage 4, and how she didn't need to be frightened about the fact that you would do some specific units throughout the year, as long as she maintained, for example, autumn 1 and autumn 2 in year 3, stage 1. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we were talking about the fact that really, with the amount of time she has per week, 3 units per year was probably achievable for her.
Yeah.
I think Kate Percival sometimes has that challenge in one of her schools. And we were plotting it out. And then I was probably going to, I'd already said, to recommend her on to speak with Catherine. Because day in, day out, Catherine's working with these things.
Yeah, and we work with all schools with their, problems aren't the right word, but answers to help them find their own answers using the product that we provide, but also what's in their school.
Yeah, I mean, we were also looking at grammar, because that is, you know, one of the pillars of the learning, and the fact that by the time they've done 4 stages, they will have looked at nouns, they'll have looked at adjectives, and they will have begun to explore verbs, and reassuring her that we were able to achieve that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had another wonderful chat with a teacher called Shelley, who's a Key Stage 1 teacher, but she's the MFL coordinator, which often happens. Yeah, and I always think that Key Stage 1 teachers get it first, because they really understand about teaching communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelly didn't know about our language explorers in Key Stage 1.
Yeah, we've got a great scheme in Key Stage 1, 3 years there to go for. We also do training for every half term as well with Irene and Emily. So if your teachers want a bit of extra support in delivery, or just getting them to look at it, if I'm honest with you, that's a really good session to attend. You can actually speak to Emily or Irene virtually. Mm. And that's there for you to try out.
So Shelley was really interested in the continuous provision we've got in reception, because she's a reception teacher.
Yeah.
And the scheme now that Emily and Irene have created with Catherine's help is very much, isn't it, tailored to EYFS year 1 and year 2.
Yes.
And the learning environment of the children. So it was wonderful to talk to a Key Stage 1 teacher who could see that, who felt that.
Yeah, and it's nice to have a scheme now that is to the standard that we're happy with, and we can kind of, we can not park it for a while, but we can, we're focusing on a couple of other projects which will be announced shortly, and it's nice to be able to leave that thinking it's in a good place, we're getting good reviews from schools that are using it, and it allows schools to deliver languages effectively all the way up from the bottom to the top of primary school, which is...
And that's another area that I've been talking with teachers about. And I had a conversation with a head teacher in Dumfries about our Scottish products and talking about P1 to P7 and how I've been able to plot the progression with the E's and O's, expectations and outcomes, and how you're able to use our materials to develop a Scottish solid curriculum of language learning, particularly in French. She was really interested in French. I think French and German were the ones that she was particularly interested in.
Yeah.
And she was challenging me about transition, really, asking me, you know, are we going to do something for transition? Because obviously in Scotland, they very much want to transfer the children on in their learning, and the high school was across the road. So what have we got for that coming up at all, do you know?
Transition?
Yeah.
Well, we have tried in the past many transition projects, but I wouldn't necessarily. It's quite hard for us to focus on it because it takes two for it to be achieved.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, but maybe sometime that's something we could begin to.
Oh, we'd love. We'd absolutely love to be able to help schools have smooth transitions to secondary schools, but it's very tricky.
Yeah, you know? I know that Kate's going into her local secondary to talk with the head of faculty.
Yeah,
and it'll be interesting, won't it, to see what information she brings back and how that helps us to perhaps think of what it is the children as they enter year seven really
need.
Yeah,
I think it's I think it comes down to just situation by situation. So if you are a school in which every single one of your kids is going into the same secondary school, it's a much different problem to solve than a school where there's 10 kids coming in, and maybe even a school where there's lots of changeover, where lots of kids, by the time they reach year six, the whole class has changed because of the way the migration occurs inside that school. So it just depends on a situation basis. But if you are in a situation where you have all your kids going into the same secondary school, I think you have better chance to set up a link. So it's very hard to make a one-size-fits-all project, especially when our focus is on primary languages. Yeah. And we don't want our eye to move away from that, because you move away from that and you lose... You know, you lose the product. You lose the quality of the product.
No, I agree, and we are building incredibly strong foundations for children in the learning of languages in primary school, and we are primary focused in the way we deliver. I've also been quite busy on LinkedIn, actually, and I've found now I've got quite a few followers in Wales, which, as you'll know, Wales is one of my passions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm delighted to find these followers, and I'd be interested if, you know, some of the Welsh primary teachers got in touch with me and talked with me about how they'd like us to help them with the new Welsh curriculum and the communication strand.
Yeah.
Because I think we've got the materials and resources to help them, but I'm at the very beginning of looking at that, really, to see how we can support.
Yeah.
And then, what else have I done? Oh, well, I've had a few chats with people about the conference. People are very excited. I couldn't be more excited myself, really.
Yeah, just a note on the conference, though. We've had... a lot of sales, well, there are a lot of tickets sold, so we've only got another about 25 places left, and then that's only to our members as well. Yeah. So if you are wanting to come to the conference, sign up for it. It only takes 2 seconds to do, £50 for the day, and the amount of value you get put into that, you know, you get your food for the day, coffee, you're getting a goodie bag, and then you're getting all the fantastic speakers there, including yourself.
Yeah, no. And Kate and I have begun to talk with Joanne about the European Day of Languages and our song. And we may possibly be pulling something off very exciting that we will then link the song to and link our whole European Day of Languages theme to. But I don't want to say too much about that yet, because I think that's for Joanne to discuss.
Slow reveal.
So that's very exciting. And with Catherine and I have been talking about those that want to do the Planet Awards.
Yeah.
Catherine is very keen for people to apply, and so am I. And some of the people who are applying, I am delighted to hear from again in such a long time.
Yeah.
I'm popping into a primary school in 2 weeks' time to see how they have been transforming their languages. And that'll be an exciting moment for me too.
And I think if you are considering applying for one of our Planet Awards, do it, because we are trying to give as much recognition as possible to schools that are going the extra mile for the primary languages. So you might not win, and that's fine, but you probably will get some recognition, and we'll try our best to provide that, because we want you to feel proud of your primary languages and proud of your achievements. So, you know, there's no harm in applying. It's, if you are a member, it's completely free to apply for all four awards. Even if it's just like your best, you know, your best display that you've done this year, take a quick photo of it, upload it, and then that's it. That's, you've applied for that award then, and you could win.
Well, we've shared two wonderful displays this week. One about clothes and carnival, and children who designed their own hats, fabulous, and glasses for carnival, and have written their own descriptive sentences. It's a marvellous Spanish display, and it will be one that I'd be proud of in my classroom. And another one for World Book Day, which we shared, I think Tess put up on Facebook, where the children have described their own favourite books, because we have some videos that you can use to talk about the genre of books. They're fabulous displays. And I know that if anybody wants to know more about, you know, a visual visual sharing of displays, and Catherine has that all in the Primary Languages Network Library on the VLE. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just seeing a picture inspires you as to what you want to do with your own personal display, I think.
All right. And what else have you got coming in the coming weeks?
Planning my presentation for the conference, and I am excited about that. Got a few ideas up my sleeve. I'm probably going to do something around the Olympics, because I've been asking people to, but I'm going to put that in my presentation. I've also got some work around links around literacy and languages, and I'm going to be developing some work with Kate on that, so that's quite exciting. Probably around the colour monster. And what else am I going to be doing? Well, I'm going to continue to be looking after my own languages as well, because I need to dive into some books. So I've got a few German and French books to read.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to doing that for me personally. Yeah. And getting back in my garden.
Okay. All right. Right. Well, I think that's a nice place to end.
Thanks very much, Will. I've enjoyed that.
The weather here is improving. Just a report on that for everybody. We've had an okay week. We've had some sunshine in Manchester this week.
We have.
And I think everybody's feeling a little happier.
I think spring's on its way, and it gives you that bit more time in the day, doesn't it, really?
Definitely does, yeah. We're not getting home and misery is outside and dog to walk.
No, hence getting back in the garden.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for listening along. If you enjoyed it, I think there's a subscribe button you can click on. Like I say, if you make it this far in this podcast, and you haven't signed up to the conference yet, what you're doing, because if you like this, then you'll love the conference.
Absolutely agree. That conference is the highlight of my year in Prime Languages Network, I think, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys, until next week, see you soon.
Bye.